Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. A few days ago, we lost a hilarious comedian and good friend. So this episode is dedicated to the great Brody Stevens. As he would say, enjoy it!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles! We did it, LA! We're here. It's Tuesday, February 26, 2019. And what is the name tag situation? Oh, it's looking good. We've got a few. We've got this gentleman having a seat. Doesn't have a name tag. Has a beverage, though. What are you drinking? Water. I love it. So good. So good for you. What is this stuffed animal here? What's going on there?
It's a porg.
It's a porg. And it says I heart TC14. What does that mean?
It's for Griffin.
It's for Griffin? Yeah. Oh, someone knows who one of the guests is tonight. Aren't you fancy? I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Dan is with wolves. And then a shrug. I like it, Dan. What's that real jerky right there on there? Let me see that. Does it come right off? Oh, perfect. I would love some chef's cut real jerky. Tired of eating all this fake jerky. I want to get into the real shit. And I'm sorry if your name tag doesn't get chosen because it doesn't have this amazing bribe on it. Oh my God, this looks so good. Wow, look at that shit. It's just like a piece of bacon. Oh, tastes like a piece of bacon. Oh my. It is bacon jerky. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. All right, I'm going to hang on to it right here, but I'll tell the guests if they pick your name tag, they get some of this. I'm not going to say shit. This is my little secret. It was so good. Thanks for everybody for making name tags. Good luck. Doug plugs. This Thursday, February 28th, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa, Florida. Bring your name tags if you want to get up on stage and see how hard it is to play Last Man Standing. The next day, I set sail on the 311 cruise, followed by the Trailer Park Boys cruise. Yeah, I'm doing two cruises back-to-back. I think there's still room on the Trailer Park Boys, but the 311 is packed, sold out. If you're in L.A. on Tuesday, March 5th, go to the first annual Brody Stevens Festival of Friendship at the Comedy Store. A benefit for Brody's family and for mental health awareness. And, of course, he was on Douglas movies several times, and, you know, we miss him already. I've got lots of shows coming up in Indianapolis, Nashville, Boston, and more. For all the deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Rock and roll!
From the Corrections Department, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 is the full title of the Paul Blart Mall Cop sequel. Apologies to any mall cops who may have been offended. Prize bag tonight. Not only does it have the rest of this piece of bacon that I can't finish because it's so delicious. Also in the bag, I was just in New York to get a copy of New York magazine. I'm going to talk about this later when I get the guests out here. I got a wallet caddy, which is a great device to hide joints in. It looks like a stack of credit cards, but it's got your joints in it, and you put it in your wallet. I got a sippy cup from a show that I saw in New York City. I believe this one was from when I saw True West with Paul Dano and Ethan Hawke. It was very good. A Douglas Movies t-shirt is in the bag, a Douglas Movies sticker, and all the stuff brought by my guests tonight for a very funny gentleman, because we've got to keep the patriarchy going. No ladies tonight. Please give it up for Griffin Newman, Ross Marquand, Todd Glass, and Jeff Tate. There they are. Look at them working out where they're going to sit. Let's meet them individually, starting with Ross Marquand is here, everybody. Recent guest on Dining with D&K. Check that episode out if you like people doing impressions while they're eating.
I don't.
We had a lovely time out at what restaurant was that?
It was a Hyperion Tavern.
Yeah. Out in Studio Cizow.
Yeah.
And it was a really good time. And of course, you're Aaron on Walking Dead, Red Skull in Avengers: Infinity War, and Paul Newman on Mad Men.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What? Ross Marquand, what can't you do? I'm spitting bacon bits everywhere because I still... Oh, my God, dude. Look at this. Real jerky, bacon jerky. Have a piece. It's fucking delicious. It's so good. This is the crossover event I've been looking for. My food show and my movie show are crossing over. I mean, the weed show is kind of in the mix, too, because a few of us are very high. But give it a try, Todd.
Is this turkey jerky?
You use your microphone voice if you have something to say.
I know. I said, I'm going to say, do you want some turkey jerky? And then I told him to slap me. Thought that might be something.
Oh, that would be fun. Do it again. Do it now.
No. Why? Where are you going at? Like a comedic slap.
Just say it.
No.
Just trust me. What would I do?
A comedic slap. What is that? Just like a little gentler, like right there.
Depends who you are. I bet there's some actors that go, when we do that bit, fucking slap me. That would be fun. You just go, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Yeah, like, I think it would be like this normal, like, maybe, like, not too soft, not too hard, but, like, maybe, like that.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, no, because
slap him like that.
We'll do it later. I won't forget. Don't forget.
It's more of an after party kind of a thing.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
I get it. All right. That's cool, but I might as well introduce you next. Todd Glass, everybody. Known movie trivia expert. So look out, everybody else tonight. Todd could take this thing.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Also, Griffin Newman is here. What's your character name in the movie Draft Day?
Rick the Intern.
Rick the Intern.
Rick the Intern. We got some Rick heads.
I love that credit. Yeah. I love that he's Rick the Intern.
Draft Day, 21 domestic, 0 overseas. Any fans in the house? Not even released. One of those movies where they went, why bother? Why spend the time?
You, of course, are a champion from one of the 12 guest shows in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to have you back. Why are you out here in Los Angeles?
To do podcasts. So
you just flew out to podcast.
I flew out here with my girlfriend who's here working. Humble brag. It's retired. And then so yeah, I'm freeloading in a hotel room and doing podcasts. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me the heads up that you were here, mm-hmm. and I'm very excited to see you go head to head with Todd Glass because he is a fierce competitor.
Thank you. I'm a different person. People don't know me. There's a new Todd Glass. I sanded the edges off. For people that were like, I like him, but just bring it down a little. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Todd Glass, bringing it down a little.
I'm looking to break glass tonight. That's my... My fight cry. I don't know. That wasn't good. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm out here doing podcasts.
Todd.
All right. Well, I introduced him last because all the other guests are just going to be so intimidated by the chanting that follows. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. Even Todd Glass is chanting.
It's fun to do, Tate. Doug. You should try
right,
it
but
sometime.
He's, you're his competitor. Like, he shouldn't be on your side.
I think he's bragging a little bit. He knows he's going to win. So, Todd's like,
I mean, look at him with his arms crossed and his mic on the table. He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, this.
It's funny that we do it at a table.
Well, I don't funny. Know. There's something about, like, normally I don't have a table. Like, you've done it out on the road, like at Good Nights in Raleigh. And there's something about here at UCB. I'm just like, yeah, let's go ahead and have the table.
I like it. I changed my opinion. Oh, no. I thought, why do it without a table? I think you misunderstood me. I tricked you. I did the old Todd Glass. See, I fucking know. You see the look in your face. You're like, I thought he wasn't going to do that Todd Glass anymore. I got you good, and you're fucking angry.
Nothing pisses people face. Off like the old Todd Glass. All right. Now, Jeff, I seriously need you to have some fun. I need you to open up and laugh a little bit because you seem very closed off. It also just feels like you're behind me. It feels like you're not my guest next to me, that you're like straight up behind me.
And now we're back to why is there a table? The table is what created that illusion.
Yeah, the table's kind of in a weird spot too today.
I was sitting on this side of the table and you were sitting on this side of the table, so it seems as if I was behind you, but really you're just sitting
We'll be
wrong
back
at the
with
table.
More of table talk. But Jeff, I wanted to mention this wonderful gift that you got me because it's going right into the prize bag. It's a hat that says Weezer, which, you know, I love Weezer, so I'm totally on board at that point. But then it goes on to say, which, what hat should go on to say anything? The hat should be pretty short to the point, but it continues to tell us, I'm feeling Pinkerton-ish. Yeah, it's been on my head. I wore it on my weed show today, but I do not want to own a hat that says I'm feeling Pinkerton-ish, even though I generally am feeling Pinkerton-ish because it is my favorite Weezer album, but I also enjoy a lot of other stuff that they've done, and I'm not one of those Weezer fans that just dwells on that second album.
It's just one of a set, Doug.
Right, one Jeff for is each trying album. To tell me there's more hats so for each album.
There's one for each album. I'm feeling
Weezer. I'm feeling blue
ish.
Ish. Weezer, I'm feeling like teal. That's their latest, is the teal album. I'm going to sneeze. You guys hang on for a second.
I'll make a sound and cover it up for you.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. But the sneeze went away as soon as you said.
No,
as soon as you said you'd make a sound that covers it up.
Maybe that's exactly what I
did. Use your microphone. Why do you put your microphone down?
Because I'm trying
to. Just hang on to it.
My father died from putting his microphone down.
When you're doing stand up, are you like, hey, isn't it weird when you use somebody else's shampoo? You're like,
oh, yeah. That used to be one of my jokes.
And also soap, isn't that crazy? Like, do you do it that your stand up that way?
No, but it's weird. That joke's embarrassing at this point, right?
I love that joke. I love any joke that has a human mouth fart sound.
Raspberry. It's called a raspberry. You make a raspberry noise.
If I said I like any joke that has a raspberry in it, I would lose millennials. They would turn off the podcast immediately. They'd be like, what do you mean the sound of a raspberry? It's a fruit that I have sometimes with my poke.
You do this.
This is a fun show. I don't care who disagrees. Listen.
Except for millennials, it sounds like.
Millennials are not into podcasts. They're skipping that.
They like real fast ones. They're like fidget spinners and fast podcasts.
Well, they would love the quick impressions, the short macro, micro.
Oh, I'll do impersonation.
Micro impressions. Do you have a good micro impression? Like, because Ross Marquand is the king on the internet of doing quick impressions of people. Just name somebody. Name a famous actor and Ross will just do a quick impression.
Not how it works.
Oh, sure.
Come on, Todd. Name
any
somebody.
Actor.
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano. Here we go.
How about Bernie Sanders?
1%.
2%. 2% of the
1%. Wait, are we doing Christopher Lloyd or...
Marty! Marty! Marty, I'm back to the future!
Marty, I'm in Taxi!
Listen, we gotta
gigawatts. Gigawatts.
Gigawatts. Frankie, whatever that guy's name was.
You sound like Krusty the Clown. Frankie.
This it is some great pots. Wow.
That's what I wish he said, instead of Great Scott.
Okay. What are you guys talking about?
Look at this. I thought about something. I never did ventriloquism. Now, I'm not saying it's great, but about a week ago, I just did it as a joke, and I went, I swear to God, this isn't fucking horrible. And they fucking practice all the time, so it's not that hard.
It is weird.
I'm doing an all right job. Like,
every ventriloquist looks like their dummy is saying stuff that's making them uncomfortable. They're just like a fake smile the whole time, like, you're okay, go ahead and say that.
I don't like minorities.
Okay, my puppet's crazy.
On a steak.
Wow.
I got it.
All right. Well, that being said, I do a thing on this show, Todd, now called First Impressions, where we just do impressions of people. But I would like tonight, as a tribute to our late friend, I think we should all do Brody Stevens impressions.
Leather interior.
See, exactly.
Leather exterior.
Yeah.
I usually botch some of his jokes because, but I get them out enough. But the one that always meant, you're just jealous because I can take my mother to lunch and pay for half of it.
Yeah, that was a classic. He was, he had the, it wasn't even, humble brag's not the word for it. It was bragging about nothing. It's bragging, he's just bragging about being in Tarzana. Yeah. Being,
I did a show in Reseda.
Reseda?
Yes, whatever. I was close enough.
No, Brody was very specific, though. Like, he was like, anybody said they were from somewhere, he would say back the name of the, where they were from and then a specific thing about it.
I opened for a guy in Las Vegas that did that. He knew all the area codes. He had just memorized all the area codes, and everybody was like, oh, no way.
Jake in town, 215.
215-612, and you're like, what? One of those is right.
That's why he was headlining. He put the work in.
Hey, who's the scamp? Why is this guy trying to take me down?
I think, you know, there's a new blue hat in town, Jeff.
There's a new hat in town, and it's looking good.
How are you guys doing this?
How are we doing that?
Is this a real song?
Yeah, it's the theme song from Alice.
Yeah, there's a new
sitcom.
Well, I remember that sitcom.
How did Todd know that?
What Kiss. Do you mean, how did he know that?
Todd doesn't know anything.
Well, that's true. Wow, you're right. I knew that. That's pretty good.
And then he just
if only that was the answer to one of the questions tonight. There's a new girl in town.
I knew shows growing up. Everyone knows that show. You can't be...
Yeah,
you
Linda
know,
Lavin yeah. sang her own theme song. She played Alice. She sang the song about how she's a new girl in town. She's looking good.
Yeah. Shut up, you dinghy.
She's really full of herself. Was that Mel?
That was Mel.
Or was that Flo?
No, Flo would go, kiss my grits.
Yeah, see, these are great impressions, Ross. Why aren't you joining in on these amazing impressions that we're doing?
I was just straightening up my knee. I tore a muscle in my knee this weekend.
Whose voice are you doing right now?
This is me.
Is this just you? I tore a muscle in my knee.
What if Christopher Walken tore a muscle in his knee?
Oh, my muscle. Oh.
Wow. Here's the thing. I was on a cruise ship. And cruise ships are very wavy. They rock back and forth. Strangest thing you've ever felt or seen with your eyes. Anyway, I was doing the Watusi, as you do, and I pirouetted at a time when I shouldn't have, and there goes. That's the rest of the story.
I love it. Thank you, Christopher Walken.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Is that what you do on The Walking Dead?
It's not The Walking Dead. Jeff, it's The Walking Dead.
Oh!
I mean, it'd be cool. You could do like a Rick voice and be like, "Oh, look, I'm over here." Right? Like, what the fuck? He's right over. I heard him. Did you see anything, Ross? I didn't see anything coming from my
Do way. Christopher Walken looking for Carl.
Hey. Where's Carl?
I want to say something that I don't have to say. These chef's cuts, real jerky, are amazing. I'm eating the Applewood right now, and it's like amazing. I really love this.
Those are really tasty. Good job putting those on your name tag, Dan.
What?
You're not under oath, man.
It's really
How
good.
Many times do you have to say stuff?
I want to give him a... Excuse me?
I don't know.
Excuse me?
But the way you said it is so funny.
Excuse me?
I'm going to say something I don't have to say.
Excuse me?
The emergency exits are around your back.
Excuse me? Sir, please get out of the way. You can't stop me from walking down the hallway at the hotel. Excuse me? It's like a security guard and I don't want to listen to him. And if it was a cop, I would. I'm not going to fuck around, but he's a security guard. Excuse me? I go, sir, please, come on. You're not a... Let me just walk. Excuse me? He just wanted my respect. That's what the bit became. Because I had to go, yes, officer. He's like, okay, you got to keep quiet. And then he let me down the hall.
excuse me. And he was going to say that. I go, he's going to win. He goes, excuse me. I go, sir, please stop. It wasn't me. I'm in my bare feet. I'm a full-grown adult. I just went to get a pizza. He goes, excuse me. I go, what, officer? Just to, like, make him happy.
I would love this story if the bacon jerky wasn't so far away from me. You know, I like to eat when I get when I see some dinner theater.
Right? That story could have used a snack. But it's a good...
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I think it might have not been right, actually, to tell that story. There's a little...
Well,
voices.
It's out there. You're fucked. What do you mean?
Wow, and this is only 120 calories per serving.
What?
And serving per container is 17.
Shut up.
Where did you get it?
Where'd you get it?
Is there any more?
Across the street at Gelson's.
Oh, wow.
Is there any more? He wants to know if you have another bag of jerky we could eat.
But Dan, pick Dan's name tag if you really love it, because he's the one that brought it.
I will. Yeah. Do you have more?
No, he doesn't have more.
Wait, so he brought this as a name tag and you took it?
Yeah, because look at that stuff. It looks delicious, but I was right.
No, I mean, you made a good choice, but why would I pick Dan now? I don't get bacon out of it.
Do you want bacon?
Yeah, I'd love bacon.
People love bacon.
Lick the bag.
Yeah, have some more. Lick the bag. That's
people love bacon. It is true. I have a reason to believe it has a lot of success to do with Kevin Bacon. I took that joke from Jim Gaffigan. I don't give a shit. What's he going to do? What's he going to do, fight me for it?
No, I think he'll be all right with it because it didn't work for you. So he's not going to have an issue. Jeff, what did you bring for the prize bag tonight?
I brought...
It's in your pocket. I love it.
I brought a CD.
I love a simple prize bag contribution.
My last year's album? People Are What People Make Them, and I brought...
Oh, look at that.
When I saw Lego Movie 2, and I bought my tickets on Fandango, I got free...
they give you a free little bag of Legos.
I got a free little bag of Legos. And now I'm passing it on to you guys. Here, you step on this.
Todd, what do you got for the prize bag?
Oh, you like it simple? I got
a Lose your microphone.
I got a Tic Tac.
Okay.
I mean an Altoid.
Oh, okay. One Altoid.
That joke was worth it. I try to get something that somebody will go home and be like, cool, you know? All I can tell you is I would have got vanilla ice cream. I have two other things. But get vanilla ice cream on the way home and put ice cream. Put the ice cream in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Wait, what is happening? You got a recipe for Cinnamon Toast Crunch and ice cream?
They can just eat it out of the box. It's pretty fucking good, too.
That's what I was going to do.
I'm just saying. Oh, you are going to open it?
Yeah. What
can I tell you, though? You're going to wish you opened this. I already ate like a lot of stuff that was in it. I had so much stuff. I slowly kept eating it. I ate the Reese's Cups. These are Keeblers, but they're the version of those. What are they from the Girl Scouts?
Samoas.
They're the not
coconut dreams.
Kind. And then there's the kind that didn't help anybody do anything.
Yeah.
No one learned.
And these are so whoever gets it, you know who they are. So outside, they could sell them if they want, or you can keep them. But I gave you like 10 of these. I talked about this last time. I left the messages for 10 years to Blake Wexler, who was like a newer comedian then, and he saved them for 10 years. So we put out a CD. It's 12 years of voice messages from Todd Glass to Blake Wexler. There they are. So maybe if you want one on the way out of here, you just buy it from the person who wins it. Make them $5. That's fair. Or you can go download it for free. It's like a dumb guy who realizes he's hurting himself. It was a character.
Wait, where'd this
just because I don't put on a mustache doesn't mean it's not a character. You just sort of mold into it and you mold out of it. People forget that sometimes. They're like, why is he saying that? It was a character.
That's classic Hollywood. That's like an age-old Hollywood. Just because there's not a mustache doesn't mean he's not a character. That's like the first thing you learn.
Do you want one of these first?
But
no, it's not bad
people.
To take one.
There are other people. Oh, it isn't? All right.
Yeah, they'll get slightly less, but they're still getting some. Yeah,
I'll be real clean in the way that I take it.
Not me.
Arrgh!
All right, what do you have, Griffin?
Well, I had mistakenly about a month ago given you the wrong phone number. So you spent a better part of today texting with someone who was not
me. I was texting with somebody who was like, what do you mean, prize bag?
Right. So then when you finally DM'd me, you said, why are you dissing me over text? And it took a couple hours to decipher that, and then I finally corrected the number, and then you said, don't forget the prize bag, and then I immediately left my hotel room, ran to Amoeba Records, and power walked here. So I got the one and only season of the Patrick Warburton Tick Show, and the only two seasons out of three of the Fox Kids Tick Cartoon Show. Three shows that I am not on, but I am on season one and season two of Amazon's The Tick, which comes back April 5th. I'm announcing that for the first time ever because they're officially announcing it tomorrow.
It's an exclusive.
So fuck their embargo. April 5th.
Yeah, and this is going to come out tomorrow, so it's probably going to be perfectly timed.
It'll be fine. It'll be perfectly
timed.
Fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. That's roughly 45 good episodes of television there.
A lot of love in that bag.
A lot of love in that bag.
I do an impersonation of Patrick Warburton.
Okay.
In the show, what's the show? The sitcom.
The Tick?
He was on with David Spade.
Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement. That's not really that good, but just be nice. Maybe pretend I'm like your kid at a school.
So we have to like it, and we have to put it up on the refrigerator.
It wouldn't hurt. It's so quick, but anything. Just give me. I don't want to go to a wedding. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, squinting really isn't enough. You gotta the voice has to match more.
I forgot who he was.
I have to eat sushi. I don't like sushi. I like meat.
It's definitely Clint Eastwood, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
It's very Clint Eastwood.
You know what it is, Clint Eastwood? I'm sorry, it's Clint Eastwood. You like it? You have to. You're the one that fucking said it was him.
Can I do a quick micro impression?
Yeah, please.
This is my, on this track, adjacent to this, cartoon Arthur. I play live action Arthur, but I studied, because when I was auditioning, I was like, do they want me to do the voice? This is a cartoon Arthur. Micro impression, Ross style. Tick! It'll be funny after you watch the DVDs. Whoever won that will find that a little
one,
funny.
The one winner is going to have a real good time.
Just record yourself yucking on your couch. Yeah. Tick! 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 It'll
see,
be really funny for one of you.
See, I love impressions that we can all do. Teach,
I love it.
Teach us another one, Ross.
Gosh. Well, I started doing Jeff Bridges recently.
Oh, yeah. Teach us that one.
Because I was watching Bad Times at the El Royale, and I don't think I really noticed it before, but I think Jeff Bridges kind of unhinges his jaw and moves it over a couple inches when he talks.
So he goes, yeah, man. You know, I'm really happy to be here, man. You know, got the whole weed thing going on, which is cool, you know, I'm into that. Yeah, man, we're all runners for each other, man, you know, life is funny like that, you know.
Yes, that was like his Golden Globe speech was a little incoherent at times.
Dear.
Oh, there's a gentleman in the audience that approves. He finds it really good.
Good energy over here. I like that.
Everybody's a critic.
No, he was nice.
Yeah. Critics are nice when they like stuff.
No, Doug.
What do you think Todd thinks a critic is?
I know what a critic is.
I don't know.
I think he thinks
they're hypnotists.
Like
no, I was just morphing
you
into
you don't like this movie.
Oh, I know I am. That's you.
Two thumbs down.
Wait a second.
That was Humphrey Bogart.
Here's the part of the show where I say, turn it off, Bert, because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Well, that sounds like an old prospector. We're going to play
some games.
Doug.
Hang on to your hats and glasses.
I hate to interrupt.
What happened?
I didn't mean to do my bag.
What?
We didn't do my bag.
Oh, that's okay. We'll do it later.
Okay, cool.
No, what'd you bring for the prize bag? I apologize for skipping you.
That's okay. No, it's okay. Yeah, you got wrapped up too.
That expression, I didn't do my bag, was scaring me.
I slept.
I don't know what you were talking about.
So I got some lovely coasters with a fleur-de-lis on the front. There's four, and they're marble.
Oh.
I think they're faux marble, but they're still marble.
Can't believe I almost skipped this.
Yeah.
Natural cork back on these guys.
Yeah. I got some.
Well, they're heavy, by the way. That is marble.
Yeah, yeah.
I know my marbles.
I got three.
Lost my marble.
Three high fidelity earplugs for any of you that are having trouble sleeping, or you just want to block out sound. This is it.
Three. Why three?
I got beard wax. I got half lit San Miguel candle here because he defeated the devil and it'll, you know, protect your house and.
You know, he's got a bag, so we could just keep it all in his bag over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You don't have to pass them all down here.
I have a $20 bill.
Big and, pop on that one.
And I have a sponge.
What? That looks like a tribble from the day of the...
I thought it was a rice tribble. Cake. This is rice from, crispy.
This is from the country of Greece. No joke.
Oh, wow. No shit.
From Athens,
sponge?
Greece.
Wow.
Wow, that's
authentic.
We finally have the answer to the question, what does a Grecian earn?
A sponge
for your efforts. Throw all that stuff in that bag and pass it on down here. And thank you for bringing all that delicious. Is any of it edible?
I'm afraid
not.
I don't
think so. Nothing in there is delicious. But now, let's go ahead and select the name tags that you're going to be playing for.
This makes me nervous.
On behalf of, you can do it, Todd. Pick your name tag, and while you guys do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of digging your car out of snow? Well, then fucking move where it's warm. We'll be back.
I'm sorry, now we're going to go to a mess. We'll be right back.
Hey, in order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn a little bit more about you. Yeah, you. So please go to podsurvey.com/Doug and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better. That way we could show advertisers just how great our listeners are. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Doug. Thanks for your help. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We did it! We're back! Yes! So civilized, such a quiet name tag selection process. Ross, what did you come up with?
I picked Joe versus the Volcano. It's a sketch that he just did, I think. Yeah. And there's Doug. And
oh, okay.
There's Joe.
All
right. Assuming you're Joe, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the volcano right there.
Yeah.
All this is the sky. All this is the water. And this suitcase is also from the movie. Right there. And then he says down here, I gave up at a certain point. But I feel like it's good. I feel like it's a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job. Griffin, what do you have?
My name tag is Big Feff. It's like Big Fish, but the man's name is Jason Pfeffer. Based on a true friendship, and he photoshopped you and I holding a fish.
Yeah, so you gotta pick that.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a very big one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great job, Feff.
You get first billing, too. Deservedly.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's one big fish, is the quote from David Sims of The Atlantic.
It's probably just...
My dear friend. That's the critic's quote.
It's probably just alphabetical, so don't, it's not really...
No. I mean, you have bigger credits than me. Captain EO. Blade Runner.
I'm not in the credits of either of those. Todd?
Well, I did pick them. I'm going to say, be honest with you, from a creative standpoint, try to put some like color on it or something. I mean...
Right, they got you with the Rice Krispie Treats taped to it, but the people sign itself is rather underwhelming.
Yeah. It says, I am Professor Crispy Steven. And there were two Krispy Kremes taped on either side. One I gave to Jeff Tate, one I'm eating. So thank you. That was when a sign has food on it, it wins.
I don't think there were Krispy Kremes attached to
it. Oh, no.
Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah. Sorry.
I Am Professor Krispy is a reference to my podcast. So they clearly thought they would win me over, but they were underestimating how much Todd likes Rice Krispy Treats. I mean, look, it worked out. Everyone won.
Everyone
won.
Win all the way around.
You know, it says something about all of us that everyone got so caught up that I said Krispy Kreme by accident. You're like, is anyone going to tell them? What if no one said anything? What if we just let it go?
Todd Glass, everybody. He's the man of the people.
This is a new Todd Glass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, the listeners were thinking that there were Krispy Kremes taped to the...
I know.
You know,
well, that's why I was saying...
Trying to paint a picture for everybody.
Thank you. That's why I was saying somebody should have fucking said something.
Yeah. It's a good thing I did. Let's start...
You know why this
with
is a good
game?
Can I say one thing? Real quick.
You can say half a thing.
Okay. This is good for snack food because it's quiet. It's quiet snack food. They should book it that way.
Rice Krispie Treats are quiet?
Okay, potato chips, just think of it. And
that's what you
it.
Wanted to say?
Wow, it's not making a noise at all.
I'm hearing a snap, crackle, and pop on that bite. Almost as if they warned us.
What's happening?
I didn't get to say who I'm playing for.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Yeah, and I'm playing for Dan. Dan is with Wolves. I'm playing for the guy that brought the bacon jerky because I thought it would fuck Todd up if I took the one he thought he was going to take because then he'd have to start picking again. And then he had a meltdown about the Krispy Kreme. So it worked. It was a little mind games. I played the game within the game.
Yeah, Todd's definitely the one you want to fuck with to help yourself potentially win.
Oh, Todd is the clear favorite tonight.
Well, with the games I've selected, anybody could win. We're going to start with Todd Wins. This game...
I think you got a good shot here.
Is where Todd just wins.
I did win last time I did the show.
He did.
I'm just saying. So sit up.
All right. This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. I'll say the title of a movie. You guys repeat it back to win. First person to say the full correct title that I'm looking for is the winner of this game. Can you dig it?
Yes, I can.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I haven't started yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought you were going to yell, I haven't started yet.
Oh, no, I wasn't playing around.
All right. Here we go. Shaft.
Shaft.
Someone has to say it first.
Shaft in Africa.
Shafts. Oh, good guess, Jeff. Shafts.
Oh.
Goes to Africa.
Shafts.
Shaftesbury Place.
Shaft's Big Score.
Shaft's Big.
Adventure.
Move.
Shaft's Big Adventure. Shaft's what the fuck?
Shaft's Big. See.
Shaft's big secret.
Jeff got it, but he put a question mark at the end. Shaft's Big Secret.
Can I tell you something? And I promise I'm being
from
honest.
From 1972.
When you said you
followed
were...
by Shaft in Africa.
It's called Shaft's Big Secret?
Yes.
What's the titular secret?
It turns out he's got a giant cock.
His, did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
He's really...
Talking about Shaft. John Shaft. What was your question, Todd?
I thought when you said... I thought I was going to do good at this because when you said you were going to say the movie, I thought you were just going to say it.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it again.
Christmas Vacation.
Let's do it again. Yeah, you're right. That's how he should have done it.
No, that's not
let's
how you should
Let's do it again.
It.
Shaft's Big Secret.
Shaft's Big Secret.
Whoa.
Too excited. Sorry.
He really liked golf. That was the secret. He solved a case, but he was trying to keep it a secret how much he liked golfing.
He loved just being out on the links. All right, our second game tonight is a new one. Yeah, we're playing a new game. Since Jeff won that first game, he gets to go first in this game, and then we'll go to Todd, and then to Griffin, and then to Ross. I'll ask you one at a time. If somebody misses, the next person gets a chance to steal. And if they miss again, the next person gets a chance.
What are you doing?
Because this is a multiple choice answer, Todd. There's three options. Are you ready? The game is called Gaga or Goo Goo. I'm going to name a movie, and you tell me if it's got a song on the soundtrack by Lady Gaga or the Goo Goo Dolls. Or neither.
Who came up with that?
I did. I come up with all this shit.
It was inspired by a baby
Gaga. Yeah, baby really gave me this idea.
So I do it by myself. Everyone's going to play.
Everyone's going to play, but you get the first one, Todd. It's Gaga, Goo Goo, or neither.
Okay.
Which or neither of those has a song on the soundtrack of the movie Twister?
Lady Gaga.
You're saying
or,
Gaga?
No, I'm repeating it.
Gaga, Goo Goo, or neither.
Well, who's Goo Goo?
Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Goo Goo Dolls.
That's what you're going with in the motion picture Twister?
Okay.
No, I'm just confirming that you want to go with that.
Oh, no, wait, no. Let
just
me
say yes. Goo Goo.
No, no. What was the other one?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, final answer. I'm
for
sorry.
For the movie Twister?
No, you can't fucking keep doing that.
I can't keep doing it. I'm the host. So is it Goo Goo, Gaga, or neither for the movie
I'm
Twister?
Gaga, final answer.
Okay. That is incorrect.
No, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I accept it.
I don't know why you got to go first. Jeff was supposed to go first.
No, you said you're going first. This is recorded.
No, but Jeff won the last game.
Well, then you messed up.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go to you now.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
We'll go to you, Jeff.
Goo Goo Dolls.
You're going, on the list. Why is it so weird I mentioned one? It's not like I went off card and picked neither. My own.
Are you Goo Goo or neither, Jeff?
For Twister?
You know, yeah.
Goo Goo.
Yeah, Goo Goo Dolls. They have a song in Twister.
I said that first.
You did, and I talked you out of it by just asking if you were sure.
Yeah, you had a tone in your voice. You go like this. You go, for the movie Twister!
Yeah. And guess what? You changed your mind because of
you're
it.
Right. I did. Well, I did it because I was right to.
All right. Now we go to Ross. Ross, you get this next one. Does it have a Gaga or a Goo Goo? Or neither? Transformers, Dark of the Moon.
Oh, shit. She
seems like she would be against selling out like that. Or not. I don't know.
It's probably one of those.
What the hell am I saying? Yeah. Fuck it. Lady Gaga.
You're going Gaga?
I mean, it's probably neither, but let's go with Gaga. Why not?
All right.
Good try, by the way. The way you tried to act like you did it the same way for him. For me, you win.
Gaga? That's the way I heard it.
Yeah, and guess what? He's incorrect.
Oh, now who's incredulous?
It was the Goo Goo Dolls, wasn't it?
Well, we'll see. Because it moves on to the next person.
Do I get this on rebound?
Is it your turn next?
I think
it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Neither?
No. Todd. Now, we're not going to remind you which ones have been said. So, which one is it?
He said Gaga. Maybe not. She would sell. Maybe she did sell out. So, I think he went Gaga. I'm going to go... Wait, okay, he said neither. I was so...
All you have to do is say the third thing that wasn't said.
I know, that's hard to do.
It is hard to do, you're right.
I'm going
to
say Goo Goo, Goo Goo, final answer.
You're going Goo Goo?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, Goo Goo, do you want to...
Can I role play it one more time?
Role play.
So he goes, I don't know if Lady Gaga would do it because she wouldn't sell out, or maybe she would. And then...
Todd, you might be on every episode from now on.
I'm going to say... I know I'm wrong, but I'm going to own it at least.
Okay.
Goo Goo, final answer.
Goo Goo is correct.
All of a sudden I get cocky.
All right, Jeff. It's your turn, right? Yeah?
Well, he said neither.
It's your turn?
Yeah, it's my turn. I thought about it.
The
I didn't
first
say.
No subtitle, Transformers. Yeah, what indeed? Audience member.
I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I thought so.
Ross.
I had no faith in it.
I'm going to say neither.
Incorrect. Griffin.
Goo Goo Dolls?
Goo Goo Dolls is correct.
What? Was it a different song?
I know, right? It was a different song. Yeah, that's crazy.
Why does Michael Bay have a boner for the Goo Goo Dolls?
I don't know. I don't know. Todd?
Jesus.
Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Why is that?
Goo Goo, Gaga, or neither.
Okay.
Use your microphone.
I think it has something to do with them laughing at the mere name of the movie. It seems like to you guys it was easy.
Well, I think they were laughing because it's the third Transformers movie.
Talk about it. And you might not know this, but the Transformers movies are terrible. Okay. That's why everybody laughs.
We're going to have to cut that out of the show because I'm trying to do a more upbeat.
The Transformers movies are amazing.
Thank you.
That's why everybody laughed. They have generally fond memories of the Transformers series.
What do you think, Todd?
Ask me one more time.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Goo Goo, Gaga, or neither?
Okay, you're saying they're shitty movies. Is that the truth? No.
Well, they're Transformers movies. They're about, you know, robots that turn into cars.
Okay, I get it.
And vice versa.
I'm gonna say Lady Gaga wouldn't. I don't know what she would.
Wait,
do.
You're gonna say she's not? You're gonna say what's not in it?
Well, that's the way you have to figure it out.
We need to, okay, so you're narrowing it down. So you're saying Gaga's not the answer.
No, I'm gonna.
Do you
want
to role play?
Neither.
Again?
Neither final answer.
You're going neither final answer. That is correct.
Wow. This is how I've gotten through life. I just figure it's time. I'm pretty good at guessing. Like, without facts or anything.
Oh, no, you are terrific.
Not guessing, but, like, figuring
you're
it out, like,
guessing.
Why, how, you know, I think they know what I mean.
All right. Jeff, the motion picture that appeared on the Netflix called War Machine. Goo Goo Gaga or neither?
I'm going to say, I don't know, Lady Gaga.
That is correct.
Yeah. Please don't clap for that.
Did they click the air on?
Say what?
Maybe like click the air down a degree.
What do you mean?
Wait,
to make
click it on
air
or click it off?
No, watch your mouth. I told you my mom was here tonight.
John Shaft.
Turn it on, like click.
Detective John Shaft.
Click it down a degree, so cool it off. Is a little right?
Can we click it down? It's never been said in the history of words.
Make it cooler,
I'll
a little bit
that.
Cooler.
That
in
sounds
here.
Mean. Oh, make
can
it
we,
cooler, please.
Can we?
Are you hot?
A little bit, but if
so, that's, that
hot.
Means turn the
so
air
do
up.
The opposite.
No, you have to turn the air down. I know you're right technically, but some people will.
Oh man, this is one of those drive on a parkway things.
No, it isn't. Technically, it's turn it down if you want it up. But I always used to say, "Can you turn the air on up?" And people go, "You want it up or down?" Look, make it colder. What the fuck? When I was like in a comedy club and they played that game.
Right, that's a bullshit phrase now. Now that I think about it, you're right, Todd.
It's hot in here.
You know what I mean. Look at me. When I say something about the thermostat, it's always to make it cooler. It's never to make it warmer. No, this face never goes, hey, it's a little chilly in here. This face always goes, am I the only one sweating? Maybe I got food poisoning.
Okay, Ross, it's your turn. Batman and Robin.
Oh, I think this is a Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah, I
or
actually,
neither.
I remember this. Yeah, Goo Goo Dolls.
You're going Goo Goo?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ross is on the board. Okay, Griffin.
Uh-huh.
Wedding Crashers. Goo Goo Gaga or neither?
I believe the Wedding Crashers soundtrack has neither.
That is correct. Nicely done.
I was running through the track list in my head.
How many songs do you know?
Death Cab for Cutie, Sound of Settling. I know that's on there.
Todd Shout Glass.
On there.
Yeah. Todd Glass.
Wow.
These are so good.
Are you ready, Todd?
Yes.
A Star is Born. Does it have a song by Gaga, Goo Goo, or neither?
I want to say neither. This is when I say this is how I've gotten through life, just by no facts or anything. I got through life in second grade. I figured it out. I could read my teacher's face.
Follow your instincts.
And
follow your instincts.
I was wrong a lot, more than I wasn't right, but I still got through it. That's why I give myself a high grade.
Lock it in, Todd.
I would copy off of dumb kids. I couldn't read my teacher's face. I thought when I went, it's on the pronoun, and she would go, and I'd go, not the pronoun. All I just looked, I said air conditional, and someone looked at me, I went, it's not air conditional, is it? When I was like in first grade. So this is what I'm doing. I'm looking at your face. Some people would say, I know, you wouldn't do it again. You already did not neither. But I'm gonna say not neither, because I think you did it to make it easy for me.
So what are you saying?
Neither.
What's your answer?
Neither.
Neither.
Am I right?
This is why you're one of the top 10 guests on my shows. I did a poll recently, and you did quite well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, what is
but
the right
that answer is incorrect.
That is, wow.
Jeff, good luck. You still got two more movies to choose. I mean, bands. I mean, two more choices. Is it Goo Goo or Gaga?
It's
A Star Is Born.
It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. Because that movie's an old movie, and she's just been. It isn't. I didn't know they remade it. Why is that a bad thing?
No.
Hey, you didn't know shit too. We all don't know something.
No, that's fair. In his defense, he didn't know that they remade it three more times.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't see the first one. It's Neil Diamond, right? No. Is it not? I don't know. I knew it was. I was pretty sure it wasn't that because I thought it was. But what was that movie with Neil Diamond that sounds
jazz
like?
Jazz Singer.
Jazz Singer.
Yeah.
There's a song in there called A Star Is Born. Something's going on.
Jeff would like to talk to you, Todd.
Oh, no, I just needed a second to catch my breath. I was trying to get his attention so I could breathe again.
All right, so Jeff won that game.
Handle it.
Congratulations.
That's a real achievement.
All right, we're going to play one last game. Where's your microphone, Todd? We're going to play Last Man Stanton. Yeah. But it's going to be a very special edition. I'm not going to play along because I already know the name that we're going to play tonight. Since Jeff won that last game, we'll switch the order around. We're going around... which way were we going before? It was Todd, then you. So then we'll go you, then Todd, and then Griffin, and then Roz. And this is going to be an intense round of this game because this is not an actor who has a lot of credits. There might not be enough. So the last person in order to say a title that this person has been in, a movie they've been in, is going to be our winner. It's going to be... You'll see. Jeff, I do not envy you going first, because by the time it gets back to you, it may be tough.
You have to cool the room off this way.
I'm not worried. I bet you I'll know too. No, I don't know what this person's name's going to be. Is it me?
You don't even have... Todd, you don't even have a lot of clothes on.
No. Like you took your jacket off.
I did.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's not that hot in here, really.
I'll tell you, this guy's breath's so bad, his bad breath came through the speaker in the comedy club. Whoa.
Right? It smelled
too
like...
too long.
Was that your Mitch Hedberg impression?
I used to do Mitch Hedberg impersonations. I still do, but I used to, too. And I did his joke about I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. But I still do it, but I used to, too.
Hey, earlier, the bad breath through the speakers, did it smell like tacos? Do you put cash in your tacos?
No, Jeff's just paraphrasing jokes that Todd stole for somebody else.
I didn't steal it. She gave it to you. Why would you
you're
say
right,
that?
You're right. She gave it to you, fair and square. It's colder in here now. Don't you feel it?
It's great.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're happy. We're trying.
I think everybody's happy.
We're trying to wrap this thing up with a little game. Shouldn't take long. Jeff, you're going first. Then we're going to Todd. No lifelines. Yeah. This is intense, plus because we don't have much time. I don't want to make the next show start late. The films of Brody Stevens. Yeah. He's a successful actor and also appeared as himself in a few projects. What do you think, Jeff?
I'm going to say The Hangover.
The Hangover. That is right. By my count, he's got 9 feature film credits. Todd, what do you think? The film.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but he wore a
that day he didn't want to do it.
I already like where you're going with this.
This is true. He didn't want to do it, and he was in a funk, and they're like, and Zach was like, just pull the hat over your head and just wear the hat over your head. You won't. And he did, and he was in an episode of Baskets, but you might have not noticed it.
Can I just back you up for just a second and say that Jeff said The Hangover? Now, what's your guess?
Oh, the Baskets.
But if you were, like, that's a TV show, but if you were just sticking with movies.
Oh, okay.
And you heard someone say that he was in The Hangover, what would the next most logical...
Hangover 2.
Yes, very good. Griffin Newman.
Not including movies he was cut out of, that he used to reference
being
cut out of.
You can't say Funny People.
Okay. I will say Due Date.
Due Date is right. Ross, you might already be in trouble. I apologize, but I had to pay tribute to our friend.
Yeah.
Even if it means you have to suffer.
It's fair. It's a fair trade. I think he was in The Hangover Part 3, right?
No.
He wasn't.
No. And to quote Brody.
Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. All right.
He's not happy about it.
That's why I tanked, I heard.
Back to you, Jeff. You got one more? There's six more films. I know.
There's six more?
Yeah. But those were the three. Those are the ones that he always mentioned.
Brody Stevens was in The Expendables.
I wish Brody Stevens was in The Expendables, but no, he was not.
Was he in Run, Ronnie, Run?
That's not how this works.
No, Run, Ronnie, Run was my guess.
Just keep guessing things. Oh, that's your official guess?
Yeah, the other one was a joke. Everybody laughed.
Okay. No. Todd, do you have another one?
I'm going to just have to pass.
Okay.
Oh, we can pass?
Griffin. Well, I mean, he's basically out.
I know.
Yeah, he's not going to pass back in. Griffin, do you have any other ones? I mean, it's only rubbing it in because you're the winner.
Really?
I think so. You're the last one to successfully name.
Hangover Part 2. Cut out of Funny People.
That's what I was
wasn't in Hangover Part 2.
I know.
Fuck them. I'm out.
Yeah. Those are the ones we know.
Yeah.
He was male announcer in a movie called Blind Ambition. He was the hoagie guy in a movie called I'll Believe You.
Oh, I know what that was.
He played himself in R2PC Road to Park City, whatever the fuck that is.
Utah.
I, of course, I'm credited as a producer on a movie called Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. He's in that, I'm proud to say. He's also in another movie that I don't know if I'm in this one. I think I'm not in this
one. I Am Comic he's in.
He's in I Am Comic, that's right.
You know, that's what somebody reminded me the other day, that me and my friend Jimmy were there, and we asked Brody to go on last, but we don't know, the camera's so far away, so you start talking casually. So we're like, will you go on last? And because we have shows. We both said we have shows, you know, to get to. So he didn't really want to go on last. He's like, oh, I'll go on last. And then 10 minutes passed by. He goes, hey, where are your shows? We're like, we don't have any shows. And then we realized we had lied to him. And we said, well, the truth is, we just wanted to get high and watch you perform. He goes, okay, I'll do it. And so we just headlined. But that was it. I Am Comic. That was, and that story is available in Stories You Can Tell to Clear People Out of Your House. When
it's a coffee table, but for when you want people to leave.
The story's in there. That's one of them. You know, you want people to leave. You don't want to be rude.
And then he appears uncredited as a Jewish agent in Ooh. Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Yeah. But I didn't think he was an agent. I thought he was more like a bodyguard kind of character. But whatever it was, we miss him. And congratulations, Griffin Newman. You're our winner. Bringing the Brody Stevens knowledge. So who you were playing for? Big Feff.
Jason Feffer.
You want to come get your prizes? Can you make
you
your way down here?
The Sour Patch Kids, by the way. We've all been feasting on
Oh, my God.
This.
Can I try? Tropical flavor?
Tropical
are you fucking
flavor.
Kidding
so
me?
Good.
Pass them down. Get them down here, will you? Thank you. I'm into that. Yeah, congratulations, Feff. Yeah, you got breakfast cereal and everything.
I hope you retroactively enjoy my impression 6 hours from now.
Tick! Oh, those tropical Sour Patch, that's weird. It's weird to have sour and tropical at the same time.
Weirdly delicious.
Yeah. You say so. Ross Marquand, what do you got to plug, dude?
The Walking Dead's on AMC right now, season 9. We're a small show. We're really hoping that you guys will watch us.
I wish it would catch on with people because it's really special and unique and cultish.
Right.
Yeah, but thanks for being here, dude. Griffin Newman, what's going on with you?
Tick season 2, April 5th. Doug Loves Movies exclusive. Tick season 1 on Amazon right now. Don't wait to watch. And I host a podcast called Blank Check with Griffin and David that's about movies. Listen to that, please.
Yay, Todd Glass.
My Act Happy special on Netflix, if you haven't seen it. And then some dates real quick. So I'll be South by Southwest coming up like the first weekend in March. And then I'm going to the St. Louis Helium and Portland Helium all in March. So
those will
areas,
be a gas.
It must be a gas. There you go. St. Louis Helium? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, love that place.
Yeah.
Good time right over there behind the Weber Grill restaurant.
Yeah. I haven't been there yet. True. Is that where it's at?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Jeff Tate.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you. But can we have this conversation outside? What do you have to plug?
I got a thing on March 15th.
Oh, a thing. Check it out, everybody. Jeff's got a thing. You know what to do.
Yeah, go there.
It's on March 5th.
15th.
15th?
Yeah, March 15th.
Oh, shit. Well, now nobody knows what to do.
Well, they would. Just give me a second.
Okay.
March 15th, Street City Pub in downtown Cincinnati. March 16th, Shaker Records in Northside, Cincinnati. I'm doing stand-up shows at both those places.
Okay.
Come to either one. I mean, nobody here, don't take their reaction as how good that show is going to be. These L.A. stiffs
people
don't know
what
they're
barely
missing.
Get excited about shows in L.A. Why would they care about Cincinnati?
Well, you should care because it's dope. then I have a podcast with my brother called Altered Tates.
All right. Jeff Tate, everybody. There it is. I'm doing stand-up April 19th at the Royal Oak Music Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. Jeff, are you busy that night?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Maybe you'll be on that show.
I'll do it.
All right. Todd is in.
I'm free. I'm free.
You don't have a big show somewhere on April 20th? Don't you like to do a show somewhere then?
I don't think I do right. Oh, you know what? I'm in Portland.
You're somewhere,
I'm in Portland.
Nice. So.
Yeah, good city, right?
Yeah, that's great. Good for you.
Especially on 420. Do you get it?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I get it. Of course I do.
All right, so we got to get going, but I just want to say that the next show here at UCB Franklin in LA is on March 26th, and thank you to everybody for coming out tonight. And I just decided that, like, a lot of times people don't write shitheads on their name tags anyway, and so in honor of our friend Brody Stevens, I thought that I would change the end of the show and end on instead of criticizing and saying who's shitheads in the world, I would just end with one of his catchphrases from this point forward. So get ready with the end theme right after I say, as Brody always did, positive energy!
Now it's time to